To move on to football, guys. So I was on the Eurostar when Liverpool, well, Man United Liverpool was playing. And so I was kind of watching it on a dodgy stream that kept breaking up. And I got to tell you, it is a
Fuck that.
frustrating way to watch one of the biggest games in your sporting calendar. It was like, it was driving me insane. I didn't say it on the group chat at the time, but it was like, it cut out. And then Steve sent like a waving thing. I was like, oh, well, there we go. We've
Yeah, I
obviously
know.
fucked up there then.
It's annoying,
Thanks,
isn't it?
Steve.
I know.
Waiting for my stream to catch up and then just watch fucking Fernandez flinging a fucking massive shot. You know, like it was a bit of annoying.
I
But
know.
should we start there, chap? Should we start there? Why not? Like, you know, just hello and welcome to the Football Humans. We're back on the old Zoom. It's me, Mr. Andrew Ragg. Alongside me is Mr. John Berry's in outer space. Say hello, John.
Hi there.
I love your background, mate. It's great. Obviously, the listener can't see it, but you're in outer space. You're orbiting Earth. And then we've got Mr. Michael Felton down below. Say hello, Mr. Michael Felton.
Hello.
Hello. So let's kick off with Man United against Liverpool. Suffice to say, I'm a bit pissed off because you know, watching it on a dodgy stream, which kept cutting out, was annoying. And then having what? Well. The first half streamed fine, and I was quite happy. Diaz obviously scored. We had all the possession, all the shots on, like, you
Missed
know,
chances again.
missed chances. It was just ridiculous. And then second half, the poor lad Kwanzaa, who's been playing really well, like just didn't look, made a mistake. They capitalized on it, and
Yeah.
then.
Also, on that, I know it's a modern goalkeeping thing of being that far out, but
Yeah,
come
what was
on,
he doing?
is that
Yeah,
that's
he did.
too far out?
Yeah, I mean, they do play. He does play like a sweeper. I mean, that's the trouble with that
Get a
kind of
bloody
thing.
grip. Get back in goal.
Yeah, get back.
Yeah,
Yeah, definitely.
I
Oh,
mean, it's a
beautiful.
good job he didn't get a hand to it because he was way out of his area when he was trying to get a hand
I
to it.
know.
Oh, did you
I know.
see
Yeah,
that?
I thought that. I was like, why is he trying to go get that? Like, that's just
Yeah,
sending off me.
exactly. Which wouldn't have helped us, would it? And then what's he say? Mainoo, great goal. That was a great finish.
Yeah, brilliant.
He's a top player, Hemi. Good player.
Yeah, pretty spot on that. And then let's debate it. Penalty or no penalty? What are you saying, chaps?
Well, it's no penalty, is it? There's no contact, so it can't be a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so shocked, but I'm so shocked that I didn't get overturned. I
When I
mean,
first saw it, I thought it was a penalty. I thought it was, oh Christ, he's
yeah,
just
so did
he's...
I. Yeah, so did I. Definitely.
But why then, when you first see it, why are you changing your mind? Because. Right, here's the only defense I've got for this. Because yes, I mean there's not a lot of contact, if any
Minimal,
contact,
very minimal.
very minimal. But Wan-Bissaka flies in. He doesn't need to go to ground to make a sliding challenge there. There's players behind it. Like he should have stayed on his feet. So
Yeah, he
thereby,
should.
why he goes in like that? It kind of helps the referee. It's probably the wrong word, but like give the penalty. You know, because
Yeah, but
he
that's
doesn't need to
before bar.
do that. He doesn't need to do that. And VAR, they're just going to look at it and be like, is it a clear and obvious mistake from the on-field decision? It's
Yes.
not. It's not clear and obvious, is it? There you
He's
go.
not touched, no, is he? He's not touched. So yeah, I get what you're saying. It gives a referee decision make that he's slid in the box. It looks like he's cleaned him out. But then that's why we've got VAR to say, oh, actually, he's actually not touched him, and
Yeah. But
Elliot's dived.
if you see Harvey Elliott nips the ball just away from him, so he's going in a different direction, and I think it's a penalty for me, but I'm
How's he gone
biased
down so easy?
because he's looking for a penalty. You know what I mean? He's
Yeah, yes,
getting
it's
that for his team. That's the
yeah.
thing I don't agree with. That's the modern game of, or you know, cheating us to a point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
See, the thing is, I wish it was like still a case of you go look at the screen because you might want to double check this. You could still give a penalty and not have them go to the screen and you know they're going to change their mind, basically.
Yeah.
Because another example, Celtic Rangers game this weekend.
Yeah.
Fabio
Which was a blinder,
Silva's
apparently. I've
vibes
not seen it. Like,
went
thank you for
down.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes down. He gets booked for diving. He'd been diving all game anyway. And
Yes.
then he gets called over to the monitor. And then the referee overturns it. He got booked for diving.
Yeah,
But
but did you think that was a penalty?
no.
Oh, come on now. Because the thing is, right, and I made this point earlier, I was talking about this with the guys earlier, Rangers are dirty, cheating bastards, right? They always have been. They always will be. Fabio Silva is clearly a dirty, cheating bastard. As you say, diving the whole game. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair on that one, it was like, he did catch his leg, yeah.
Yeah, he's caught him. But they showed the replay, and guys like Chris Sutton and stuff going, oh, my God, that's embarrassing.
No, it's but
like,
the problem...
He's caught him, so it's not...
No, but it is embarrassing, though, because he also doesn't plant his foot on the ground after that. So he gets caught on one leg, and then the other leg, his foot goes upwards. So there's no chance he's going to go on the ground.
The right back's not only caught him, but his leg's still dangling out. I mean, technically, I'm not a Rangers supporter, like, so I'm not being biased. But I was like, well, if that was Hearts, I'd be absolutely screaming for that.
Yeah. I mean, he did sort of catch it, but I did just think, like, why are you diving on the ground like that? It was just so theatrical.
He's the worst, man. He's terrible.
It was so bad. But anyway,
I just watched it just now. Wow. He does catch his thigh. I say penalty.
He does catch his thigh, but yeah, it's just sort of like, oh, come on. And Man United must feel aggrieved because it was even as a Chelsea fan, I can say, like, the first penalty against them, I didn't think was a penalty. Everyone seems to think the second one wasn't. I thought the second one was more of a penalty with Dalot being clumsy on Madueke the other day. But the first one, you know, minimal contact again.
Yeah.
So, but they won't get turned over, like, you know, because basically at that point the VAR is making the decision, right? So they're like, if they think, yeah, that's a penalty, they're like, go and have a look at it, and they'll change their mind.
Yeah.
What it does to the title race, though, it makes it very interesting for the last, what, seven games?
Cause it's wide open. It is wide
very
open,
interesting.
Yeah.
Like, there's, you know, Arsenal and Liverpool on level points, but Arsenal have a better goal difference. Man City are way better behind. You know, it's like it could go down to literally the last game of the season, couldn't it?
It pains me to say it, but I feel like Arsenal have got the momentum.
They've got the harder running. Yeah, but
it's not like I want any of the teams to win. But Arsenal will be unbearable.
I know what you mean. I think
their
Arsenal
fans are unbearable. It'll just be like God.
But, I'm just gonna put it out there, mate. I know what you mean. They have got that momentum and they have got those kind of things. I just think they'll bottle it at the last hurdle. Even if Man City win it, I just think they'll bottle it at the last minute. Like, I can't see them winning the league. I really hope they fucking don't. I really.
Do you know what? They are playing really well. So, honestly, if you, I think they're playing the best.
Defensively, they're great.
10 games, yeah.
And they score as a team. They don't have an out and out striker. They're getting goals throughout the team. So if someone does, scoring, Trossard will come on and score.
Yeah, I mean, away to
score, Saka will score. You know,
away to Brighton is a tricky fixture.
Yeah.
Like, and Brighton didn't even score. Like, Brighton usually at least score. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
yeah. Defensively, they're looking.
If you're looking at their run-ins, and then that's one of them, you think, oh, that's a hard game. Villa is also coming up, but I mean, Villa have been all over the place in the last few games. So, they've got tough ones. They've still got Spurs, right? They've still got Chelsea.
Yeah. Chelsea is so fucking up and down. How can they beat Man United 4-3 in an epic game?
Let's move on.
And then Sheffield United 2-2.
I'm done. I'm honestly done with it, mate. It's so frustrating. Because, you know, for once, there was a bit of euphoria on Thursday, winning 4-3. But all it did is paper over the cracks, because don't forget, we were 2-0 up and we let a 2-0 lead slip. And we're 3-2. And it's only through out of pure
shite Man United defender that can't manage out.
Luck, pure shit defending from Man United and Cole Palmer. And without Cole Palmer, I reckon we'd be close to relegation, mate. Well close. But to then go to Sheffield United after you've been to Burnley and got a 2-2 draw against 10-man Burnley, and then Sheffield United are getting pumped left, right and centre, one of the worst teams the Premier League has seen, and then draw that as well. And not only that, but it was the false hope after the Man United game. When you look at the table, you're like, well, we've got two games in hand. Yeah. We beat Sheffield United with 3 points off Man United then, which for somehow, I don't know how that's happened. We've managed to creep into contention for a European spot. And then just shit all over it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, what the fuck?
I've got a question about Chelsea, Ross, right? Because Pochettino was asked, he was saying, like he says, we will be successful, definitely. Well, like, eventually, whether it's me or someone else, meaning, like, if they don't give me the time and they sack me, eventually, the next person, because a few years' time, it will get it right. But what is it that's missing? What are we waiting for here? Like, what's taking so long? It's like, you tell me. I don't know. The amount of money we've spent on that squad, it's like, what is the problem? Like,
you know what he said? It's because they're young players. And I get that to a certain extent. But it's like, surely they like fans, they look at the table and think, fuck me, if we just beat Sheffield United, we're up there again. But then there was no fight that showed that. Sheffield United were dominant.
Well, that's
it's not
the
even
problem.
That we drew with Sheffield United. It's just it's the fact that Sheffield United should have won the game.
Yeah. The thing is, young players, like Manchester, it's not like the youth team players. It's like, it's all spent billions on them. The young players, the thing they have got is fight and hunger, but what they lack is experience to manage games. But it doesn't look like there's any fight and hunger among the Chelsea players.
Do you know what? Part of it as well, I feel like, is Pochettino covering up, because his game management is shocking. Like, the substitutions he makes towards the end of the games, he waits far too long to make substitutions, and then when he does, they're questionable. And you're like, well, why are you taking him off? He took Cole Palmer off. It's like, you're 2-1 up. You cannot take Cole Palmer off. You cannot. 3-1 up, maybe, but we're so shit that you'd have to wait till about 4 or 5-1 to take him off. Unless he's, like, seriously injured.
Don't take
him off. Madueke, the other goal scorer, takes him off. Starts taking off the defenders. It's like, why are you changing the defence now as well? And after the substitutions, we concede the goals. Our defending is atrocious. We've let in two goals, apparently, in the last something crazy, 5, 6, 7 games. And that's against teams like Leicester, Burnley, Sheffield United, Leeds, Man United. Yeah. You know what I mean? Two goals every game. I mean, it's not sustainable, is it? It's just you're not going to win games if you're letting in two goals every fucking game.
That's a mentality thing, isn't it? That's just, it's just wrong.
Pochettino is on thin ice with me now as well, because I don't see him doing much to help that team. As in, I don't see a lot of improvement. But also, there's a lot of shit players there, man. So that goes down to the people that bought them in. And it's not the people at the top with the money who bought them in. It's the people they bought in. So, like, in the middle. Like, Wyn Stanley and Lawrence and stuff. It's like,
incompetent,
It's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, some of these players, are just, you've spent a lot on them and they're just not good enough.
And then the risk, like we've seen today, Everton getting another 2-point deduction for financial fair play. Should you not reach Europe and you're languishing in those kind of like revenue streams where you're not going to get it, you're going to have to sell some big players and make some money back, aren't you?
Whether we make Europe or not, we're in trouble next year unless we manage to flog a load of them before the end of June, because it just won't work out. But they're talking about changing the rules for this as well now, which is bullshit.
I reckon they know that Man City and Chelsea are bang in trouble. They're like, they've always got like limits on each section of how bad it is. So it's like 3 points, 6 points. When you get to Chelsea and Man City's level, it's like relegation.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, we can't have that. But it's like so obvious that's what's happening. It's just like, well, other teams must be thinking, what's the point in this? It's just pure corruption.
This happened to other teams before, and you can't start taking points off of teams this year and then next year say, oh, you just need to pay a fine.
Because
the whole point is these teams have too much money. So
that's it.
The fine is no fucking good.
How corrupt is it? Yeah, financial fair play. Just paid way out of it.
I mean, it's shocking. So I hope they don't do that, because it just makes a mockery of everything. And even as a Chelsea fan, every team should get what's coming to them when it comes to things like that, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
And unfortunately, it might not even be the new owners, what they do. They might get out of their financial fair play thing, but it could be from the previous owners that it hits us. But either way, you know.
As a fan, mate, these things come and go, but like it can't take away the European nights, the cups, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The enjoyment of seeing, you know, those sort of teams come through. That's what it can't take away.
Yeah.
As a fan, you didn't do it, did you? You know, you didn't. You don't know the financial route. You just got to support your team. There you go.
It does take a lot to think about the good times, because I can speak from experience. When you're watching shite for so long, if someone says, "Oh, good times," like, I can't even think about the good times because this is so bad. This is fucking. I can't even think of anything else.
Mate, I've been there, man. I've been there. Like growing up a Liverpool fan, when they've just come out of the best decade of their history, and going through absolute mediocre shite with all that like promise of like, you know, being really, really good, and they were just absolute shite for years.
They were still in the top league though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah.
I feel like Everton are just gonna slide now, aren't they? I mean, if the other teams below them weren't that bad, they'd get relegated this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Luton Town are on a roll, like.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Forest are in trouble now.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Everton are in trouble as well, because saying that though, they got Chelsea next week, so they might be all right.
Yeah. And then they've got Forest, I think. I think they're home to Notts Forest, Everton, after that. Which is almost, could be a relegation decider, that.
I don't know whether the current table is showing the points deduction or not, but on the current table, it's 27 points for Everton, 25 for Nottingham Forest, 25 for Luton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because it said they'd be 2 points above relegation zone. Yeah. So that is right.
So it is kind of like one team out of those three, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Considering like the start of the season, I thought Burnley might have put up a bit more of a fight, but Luton, I've sort of writ off straight away.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and they've done really well.
Yeah, they're hanging in there.
Talking of like moving on to the Championship a little bit, I was going to mention earlier, saying the top of the table of Premier League is so close or whatever, but the Championship is also very close. And like what achievement for Ipswich, because it's like, you know, the teams the finance, so the money they get from getting relegated, the boat, what do you call it, parachute payment. So it's like it was going to be Leicester, Leeds, Southampton up there. But it's like Ipswich have just come from League One, absolutely no money, and it's like the way they've got to is an unbelievable achievement for them.
It is. But they must have been spewing to get beat by Norwich.
And I know. Well, that was a derby. You want these teams like a bit of a change back. Like, I mean, I still want teams like Leeds and stuff back up. But just talking about, remember that it was like for years it was like West Brom and Norwich, like. You're just up and down, and down.
But that's the thing. Yeah. If you look at the playoffs, they're in there, aren't they? It's West Brom, yes. Norwich. There's two other ones that are Middlesbrough, up and down.
No. So the table at the moment is Leicester City on 88 points.
Yeah. Or Leeds as well,
on 87. Leeds on 86.
Yeah.
And it's Southampton 75. West Brom 69 and Norwich 67.
I do not want Norwich back up, and that's what I'm just going to say. That's what brought me to that, because when Burnley go down, I don't want them back up for a while, because I'm sick to death of them as well. I want Ipswich and Leeds are the two that want to get automatic promotion. Then either Leicester or Southampton. I think Leicester will get promoted. They'll finish the top two.
Yeah.
But I want your Ipswich back up. Blackburn, Sheffield Wednesday. You know what I mean? Yeah. Enough of Norwich, West Brom. Enough of them.
I know
what you mean. I gotta say, fantasy wise, I've had two losses on the bounce, guys. And Michael, you're only 6 points behind me now, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Who you play next week, Rad?
It's very, very close. Very, very close. I'm playing Newbury. I'm playing.
I know you are.
Dude, next week.
You're gonna take him out,
John. You're rock bottom at the moment, mate. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling terrible.
And I've not been beaten for a good few weeks. I managed to get a draw off out of your dad, because he made a sub, your dad, didn't he, last week?
Yeah.
I thought I'd lost, but I managed to get a draw out of it.
Yeah, I know. He was gutted about that. But I'm playing Rag, and then the week after, I'm playing Anthony. So if that's the bottom of the table clash, as long as I don't finish bottom, that's my main thing. That's the only one. I'll be using my triple captain and it's him, no problem.
It's one of those annoying things. Like, I took out Watkins thinking he wasn't going to play. He's, of course, he scores on that. I put in Isaac, who's been banging goals in left, right and centre for Newcastle. He Isaac got stopped, didn't he?
Isaac. I thought, who the fuck's Isaac?
Do you know what? Everyone at Watkins in that Isaac, and I've been going, Isaac Newton playing, is he? Mr. Gravity's been scoring.
It's Isaac.
It's Isaac, isn't it? Is it Isaac? How do you say that?
Isaac.
And I captain Salah, and he just decided to. Well, I mean, he scored a penalty, but he's not playing.
I was tempted to try and get Salah into my team, but he's shit the bed the last couple of weeks. Huh?
Well, that mean he'll be all right. Like, I just, I was so annoyed. I lost by 2 points, and it's really annoying when you've taken Watkins out. That would have been pretty much the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was tinkering. Like,
and the guy you lost to is Chris. Steve's mate, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Fortescue.
Who's now moved up to the same points as me, right?
Yeah, who's making a challenge for it. So, I mean, I could have gone from first to, like, maybe fourth and fifth and out of the money for quite easily here, guys. Right at the end.
You've been
top
of the table for a long time. Don't bottle it, Rag.
No. Berry's dad's been top of the table for a long time.
Yeah,
he's been kind of like going up and down like a lot.
It's you two last game of the season. How funny
last game
is that,
of the season is me against Berry's dad.
Hello. That is mad. Yeah.
I could be out of the running for that, mate. You never know. Like, it's just the way things are going. We will see. Champions League coming up this week. What are we thinking? Do we think Bayern Munich are going to pump Arsenal? We hope so.
No. Bayern Munich are having a fucking nightmare.
We still want to beat Arsenal, though, don't we? Come on.
I mean,
you said, do you think we're going to beat them? I said, no, they're not.
Okay, fair. And Real Madrid, Man City on the same night. That's the first quarterfinals on Tuesday.
The winner of that will win the whole thing. The winner of that, I think. But why have I not sacked Tuchel yet? They've said he's going to end the season. So I'll stay for the end of the season. Just get beat every week till then. Just get rid of him now. Just get rid of him now.
I mean, Harry Kane must be absolutely seething, man.
Oh, yeah,
he must be absolutely. Because even with all their losses, without Leverkusen having the season they're having, they would have still won the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just sort of like, it's incredible that has happened. I mean, it's so, I feel bad for him in a way. It's so sort of like, it's so mad.
Yeah. Go the only club I'm 100% sure I'll win the league.
Yeah. And they got knocked out of the cup by like a lower league team, didn't they?
You
can't even win a cup.
I know.
Mate, mental. And he didn't win the they have like the thing at the start of the season, right? They lost the charity, their version of the charity shield as well.
Yeah.
So fuck's sake. It's mental. I mean, honestly, he's got to be cursed.
Well, yeah, you'd start to think so if he literally gets nothing from this season, definitely.
Yeah, I know, it's mad.
You gonna say bye bye? You gonna say bye bye? Say bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Did you see it?
Into the San Francisco night.
It's so weird with that background, mate, because it's like, say bye bye bye, and then it's like she walks off into the
teleported away.
Yeah.
No. Oh no. On that note, I've got to
say bye bye.
Yes. Bye bye, John.
Bye bye, John.
I'm just going now.
Yeah.
You still. See you later. Bye bye. Bye bye.
See you later. Do we need to do any more football chat, or was that it?
Half an hour.
He's into it.
You don't want to be too raging about Chelsea, do you? Don't you?
Mate, honestly,
enjoy your evening.
No, it ruined my evening yesterday. I mean, I could calm down eventually, but fake could tell as well. I was eating dinner, like fucking fuck's sake, because they scored while we were eating dinner. I kept looking at scores, messaging mates, and then ended up with people moaning on YouTube because for some reason it makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And it also is like everyone sees the same shit. So how are the managers don't see it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, anyway, just fucking annoying, man. So annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather have not won the Man United game if that was the case, because the Man United game gave us a tiny bit of hope, thinking, like, what if we win these games in hand?
Yeah.
We had sixth, which is madness. The giddy heights. We would have never thought of getting that high, but no.
That's the problem with games in hand, isn't it? Because you look at it and you're, like we said before, you automatically think 3 points.
Yeah. Well,
you're
automatically
adding them, add it all up.
Let's be honest, though. If it was Sheffield United and Burnley, you'd think it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you would think it.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Useless. But I did say to Steve yesterday, I mean, we are atrocious, but I would not be surprised. I mean, I would also not be surprised if we got pumped, but I would not be surprised if we upset Arsenal and like messed up someone's title challenge.
Yeah, true fact.
Like, yeah. But we could easily get... It's just so inconsistent. You'd never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or when they're going to turn up or not. Like, madness.
Well, like Kevin Keegan says, I would love it. I would love it if...
Yeah. Well, old Klopp's playing the mind games, isn't he, with that?
Of course he is. I love it. It's great.
What was that all about?
He's playing the game, isn't he? Taking the heat off the performance.
What did he say if Man United play like that, Arsenal beat them?
Arsenal definitely beat them.
He's basically saying we were shit, they were shit.
Yeah. And he's basically saying like, he's kind of motivating Man United to beat Arsenal, isn't he, in a round?
Trying to, yeah.
Man United are so inconsistent. That they're like Chelsea, mate. They come out, you think that's an amazing team. And then that first half against Liverpool, I mean, I know we missed so many chances, but they were shite.
Yeah.
They had no shape to the team. They were just all over the place.
But then on the flip side, I thought Liverpool were pretty poor in the second half.
Well, we were so poor second half.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was so poor. And it was just sort of like, I want to like him, but Darwin Nunez is just...
We really missed Jota. He's
inexcusable sometimes. Like,
yeah. That
one where he's like, he was in two minds whether to shoot or knock it across the butt, and then he did nothing with it. It was just sort of like...
It's infuriating.
He did well for the goal, though, winning the header.
Yeah, and then... But in other games, when he's like just blasts like an unreal shot, like, you know, and you just think, why can't you do that? Why can't you finish all the time?
No, he's so erratic.
Finishing then, is so poor.
Other than the penalty, like you said, Salah was dead quiet. So
Salah was poor, yeah.
Yeah.
Szoboszlai had a good shot that Onana saved quite early on. Like, that was, like you say, we just didn't kill it off. It was stupid. Frustrating. Yeah. Very frustrating.
Who have you got next?
You know what? I haven't. We've got a European game, haven't we, on Thursday? Atalanta.
Oh yeah.
Quarter final of the Europa Cup, and then at the weekend, I think we play Crystal Palace. That's it.
Oh yes, that's right.
Because I am hopeful. We're at Anfield, so I am hopeful that Crystal Palace. Like, I'm just hopeful Salah. I'm gonna keep captaining Salah.
And I'm tempted to get Salah in because also it's double game week the week after. And Liverpool's quite favourable, I think, isn't it? Everton and Fulham and Everton, both away, yeah. But
you still think Salah would, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that double game week. Cheers for that. I'll see you tomorrow, mate. Nice one.
Catch you later, mate. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.